Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Artisanal fisher folk lose their homes due to El Quimbo Dam. Association of people affected by El Quimbo Dam, Asoquimbo, Rios Vivos, Colombia, held sit-in on Friday. On August 5th, Company Emgesa issued a yellow warning in the area near El Quimbo Dam due to the rise of the water level in Magdalena River, which affects artisanal fisher folk who live downriver. The alarms went off at midnight when they opened the gates and released a lot of water, said Miller Fala, an artisanal fisherman of the area. Here the water took my home, it destroyed it. In a video in Spanish, Leonardo Piedraita, an artisanal fisherman, shows how his house flooded at 5 a.m. and denounced that transnational company Emgesa has always been trying to remove the fishermen from this place, claiming the territory as their own. The El Quimbo hydroelectric project, built by Emgesa of international conglomerate Enel, launched in February 2011, is located to the south of Huila Department, between the central and oriental mountain ranges, approximately 69 kilometers south from Neiva City. It is located 1,300 meters upriver from where the Páez River meets the Magdalena River. For the Association of People Affected by El Quimbo Hydroelectric Project, Asoquimbo, Rios Vivos, Colombia, the risks the area suffers were clearly seen with the collapse of the road from Gigante to Arzón in Huila. This left an area of the department isolated, and it is the second time something like this happens with a hydroelectric dam, such as what happened last year with Ituango. What's alarming about this situation is that no local, regional, or national authorities taking responsibility. They all redirect us to Enel Emgesa, who are only concerned about power generation, said Camila Macias of Asoquimbo. The organization is demanding the authorities to recognize the artisanal fisher folk of the area as people affected by the project, the elaboration of an independent and detailed study about the risks posed by the dam, and a contingency plan, highlighting the responsibility of the departmental and national government for having decided to build the dam in El Quimbo. State silence is an accomplice of Emgesa's impunity, they said it in a press release issued on August 5th, Tuttle, who answers for the artisanal fisher folk affected by the controlled release of flows in El Quimbo.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by Fowine.